the most obnoxious thing your neighbor has ever done. I don't know if it could be as bad as this. A couple was getting married, and their neighbor decided to weed whack during their vows. Listen to this.
To your loving and faithful husband, in plenty and in love.
I mean, why? Like, what kind of spiteful person must you be that you decide that you're going to weed whack during somebody's wedding ceremony?
Well, I'm just going to give an air of caution and say here, it's convenient for them to put up this video and look like they're victims. But who knows what the history here is, right? I mean, who knows how long this has been going on? It does seem like terrible timing at the very least. On the other hand, if this is a thing, it looked like where it was, you know, by water or something like that. Maybe they do illegal weddings there all the time. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we're just doing a wedding this weekend. No permits, no nothing. Parking is all over the place. Who knows?
I have one neighbor that blasts their polka music. It is polka Polish dance music. And I remember the first two times, it was exciting for me.
Sure.
I would leave the door open so I could hear it. I'd be like, these people are throwing a rager with polka music up the street. And now I'm like, okay, it was funny and it was cute the first few times. Like now, it's like 5 years of it, and I'm really over it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when you've got terrible neighbors, things like this will develop. And what's better, right? You go over, you talk to the neighbor beforehand, because I heard that they tried to speak to this neighbor beforehand and give them the heads up. Or do you just try and pull it off before they come back? Because these feuds, they build. It's like a volcano.
Yep.
And then they're waiting for their opportunity to strike when it hurts you the most.
I had a mini golf this past weekend with my family, and the mini golf backs up to a residential neighborhood. These people were throwing such a rager in like the residential area that the hip hop music with the swear words was so loud. And here we are in a sea of children,
right?
Mini golf, and there's literally like kind of nothing you can do. Like, I'm not going to complain because I'm not that person to complain, but I'm like, at what point does this mini golf place call the police and like say something to them?
Yeah. Still, you don't know if it can be done, at least up until 10 o'clock in most areas. That's one of those mini park places, I'm guessing, where they're not that upset if all of a sudden you start hitting the balls long form.
I'm sure.
Most of those other places are like, if you don't return your ball, there's going to be a fine. At that place, they've got one that aims right towards this certain condo's living room.
It's so loud. Like, I question their hearing. Like, are they okay? Can they hear all right? If you could eat a ketchup-flavored popsicle, would you want that? Because I heard they're making them, and it sounds nasty to me.
I mean, that sounds absolutely terrible.
Carly Childhouse is from CandyUSA.com, and it is National Candy Month. Carly, what do you think about them making things that taste like ketchup?
Well, I think that that is definitely a sign of innovation in the food industry. The confectionery industry is excited about all of the innovation that we have. I don't know that I personally would love a ketchup popsicle, but gotta admire the energy there. And of course, thank you for having me, and happy National Candy Month.
I mean, you sound like you're being very generous. I wouldn't say freezing something is innovation. I'd call it neglect, personally, but that's just me.
So you're on the inside of all the innovation that's happening in the candy world. So like, what have you been seeing? Because we see all these crazy different flavors. I had this packet of jelly beans the other day where it was like a mystery. Like, you didn't know what flavor it was, and you ate it, and then you had to go see, and it was like Harry Potter themed. So I ate grass jelly beans I feel like this is like the new thing for kids.
Again, there's so much innovation. People are looking for that little bit of sweetness, joy, excitement. And if that comes in the form of some unusual flavors, more power to everyone who enjoys that. But, you know, we asked Americans for National Candy Month what their favorite flavors are, and grass and ketchup didn't make the list. But if you like red fruit flavors, you're in very good company. Watermelon, strawberry, and cherry are the top three flavors for the summer.
It's so funny. My little one, she's 3 years old. When she opens up like the gummy packs and all that, she only eats the red ones, and then she gives me the rest. Like, I remember growing up, I would eat all of them, you know, even if they weren't my favorite, because everybody knows that the red ones are everyone's favorite, right?
We've asked people before, we've done, you know, quite a bit of research. And for a little while, we were finding out that people's favorite flavor was just red.
How does one like yourself go ahead and celebrate National Candy Month? Because for me, that would mean no rules whatsoever. And if my wife asked me anything about my habits during that time, I would say I'm in training, or I'm, you know, just celebrating or whatever.
Well, on average, Americans enjoy chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times per week, which averages just 40 calories and 1 teaspoon of added sugar per day. And that includes moments of celebration, what we like to call candy moments, like National Candy Month. I myself am a bit above average on that, but there are so many ways to celebrate National Candy Month. Chocolate and candy have this really unique ability to enhance any summer adventure that you're on. So whether you're going camping or to the beach or to a graduation party, a backyard barbecue, out to the pool, really anything you're doing this summer, chocolate and candy can play a fun and unique role in it.
S'mores is not just s'mores anymore. I put the peanut butter cup right on there, Anna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I'll use the peanut butter cup and a chocolate bar with nuts or almonds or something in there. I get all the stuff that I want.
Now that's what I call innovation, Raven.
Thank you.
And if you're looking for more ways to celebrate National Candy Month, you can visit nationalcandymonth.com. And then we'd love for you to join the conversation on social as well, Instagram and Twitter, @CandyUSA. And of course, we are making very good use of the hashtag National Candy Month, and we hope that you will as well.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Need a place to vent? Welcome. Here you go. You just have to call 1-800-330-9999 and you fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Carrie, what's going on?
I hate when I'm on the road and people are driving 60 miles an hour in the left lane.
Oh, I can't stand that person.
I just don't understand what they're thinking. Yeah. And when people go flying around them, do they not notice? Don't they realize that they're causing a problem?
And it causes major traffic. Like, there's major traffic for no reason. Because then you get up to that person and then there's no traffic.
Right. I think they do it on purpose. I think they do it for their own personal pleasure. Some people just want to watch the world burn. It's true.
Tana and Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, you guys, if you're still using the reply all button, that's all I need to know about you.
We have this at our work. It runs rampant. Like, certain things you need an acknowledgement of. Like, they moved the fire escape. You should know where the new exit is. You know, something like that is an acknowledgement that you would need.
Producer John did this week, and it was ridiculous because it was an email that went to the entire company saying we had extra tickets to some show with some band that I've never heard of before in my entire life.
Right.
I swear it wasn't 20 seconds later after that email came out that he replied all to hundreds of us and said that he will take those tickets because he would like to go see this no-name band. We had a discussion about it. He had no idea that he had hit reply all.
Yeah. We have divisions in multiple states, sir. This is a messy situation. You're right. Nobody should be hitting that button anymore.
Hey, Dawn, that's all I need to know about you.
If you walk up to a register talking on your phone while cashier is trying to ring you out and speak to you, that's all I need to know about you.
You know who's creepy? The people that talk with the earbuds in. You know, like, you don't even realize it because sometimes, like, they're shoved in there so tight and now there's no wires anymore. And it looks like they're just talking to themselves. And then you realize, no, they're on the phone.
My neighbors walk by me with those things in their ears and they're talking to me. And they'll say, hey, how you doing? And I'll wave, hey, how are you? They're not talking to me.
What's up, Jessica? That's all I need to know about you.
If you ask people for advice and then you don't take it, that's all I need to know about you. Like, my best friend, I told her to take this job, and she didn't do it, and now she's miserable. So that's all I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing about advice, though, right? It's just your 2 cents, and then they got to figure out what is the decision. Now, if they want you to commiserate with them after they've made the decision against your wishes, against your advice there, it's not cool to say, I told you so. But at the same time, it's also not cool for them to whine about it to you once you told them to do the other thing.
Raven, do you ask people for advice?
No, I really don't. I ask people what their experience has been with something, but I often don't ask for advice because I know I'm going to make up my own mind. I'm that person.
There's two people that I can think of that are the people I ask advice for. And because they're the only ones that what they say, I know I'll do.
Okay.
So it's like I won't ask somebody advice if I know that I don't really value what their response is going to be.
Well, now you got my curiosity piqued. Who's on your advice list?
I would never tell you.
What do you mean you're not going to tell me? You got to tell me who these two people are.
I can tell you you're not one of them. Okay.
That is hurtful.
Yeah.
That is upsetting. Wait a minute. That means the one of these other people is going to offend me.
All right, moving on. What is the thing that drives you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. When was the last time you bought a toy? But a toy for you, not for your kid. Congratulations. You're a kadult, and toy companies are cashing in on you. What exactly is a kadult? Raven, here's the internet person explaining it.
Kiddled. An adult with childish tastes.
Is that you, Raven?
That guy sounded like a freak. What was that?
An adult with childish tastes.
An adult with childish tastes.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like all of us are kids nowadays, right? There's a certain amount of wonderment that a child has that if you're not living that through your kids already, then you're looking to get a piece of that for yourself to enjoy.
Well, over the last 2 years, aka because of the pandemic, toy sales jumped about 37%.
Yeah.
But it wasn't kids getting the toys. They did a whole lot of research and they found out that over half of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
We're buying toys from themselves, the adults.
Yeah.
So now there's this whole wave of these toy companies trying to create toys marketed towards adults. And I feel like you're the number one person for that. Every time I talk to you, you've bought something else that's a toy.
I mean, you're talking to somebody that owns a drone. I own a dirt bike. I own a remote control car. All of those things. Truth is, I don't have enough time to play with all of those enough times. But when I see it and I think to myself, I've got a job. I pay taxes. Why not? I'll get whatever I want.
I remember when you started buying those stand-up arcade games, like the new ones that you can buy for like a couple $100s. That they're replicas,
like $500.
Yeah, the replicas of the arcade games you grew up with, like Pac-Man and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you going to do with that? When are you going to go sit in your basement and play with that game?
Oh, well, we use those all the time. When you have people over, we use those all the time. I have three of them now, and I'm having a custom one built, actually, that will have all the games that have ever been a game.
Really?
In one machine, yeah.
You are, you know what you are, Raven?
Yeah.
Hold on, this is what you are.
Oh, God.
Kiddled. An adult with childish tastes.
Uh-huh.
That guy's creepy.
So here are just some of the things that they're creating for these kadults that are eating up the toy industry. A Razor adult-sized scooter. So you know how, like, the scooters for the kids were the rage?
I won't do it. I've got a friend in the neighborhood that's got one, and I will not do it because I just feel like it's a busted hip waiting to happen.
Well, they know that the adults have more money than the kids. It's going to be $600. $600 for that.
That doesn't shock me, actually.
Lego, and I know, Raven, you're a big Lego guy, too.
Oh, love it.
They have a newer division called Adults Welcome, and they have all kinds of Lego sets that are aimed towards adults. There's a $400 Ferrari Lego set, $170 Starry Night Lego painting.
I mean, wow.
I just imagine like my 9-year-old nephew looking at these being like, how long is this going to take me to put together? And on the box where it gives the age recommendations, it's like over 35.
Let me tell you what happens is if the kid is less than 12 years old, they give up. They give up. They see the picture, they want it, and then they get like, I don't know, 30 minutes into the build, and they're like, wait a minute. They don't recognize it as anything yet, and they give up.
They even have, and this is the one thing that piqued my interest, because I'm certainly not one of these people. I'm not into the toys for adults, but they have a $100 Light Bright for grown-ups that can be turned into wall art. I was like, oh!
Oh, that's every hippie.
Oh, I love Light Bright. That was my jam when I was a kid. I was like, I could make a big one that I could hang on my wall in my family room. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, maybe I'll get on the wait list for that thing.
I would imagine that the percentages are going to be much higher if there also happens to be a water bong in that house.
As an adult, what was the last toy that you bought? They found that over the pandemic, 58% of Americans were buying toys for themselves, not their kids. They call them kadults. So now all these toy companies are creating all these toys that are targeted towards grown-ups, well, to make more money.
Yeah, I would have more toys, to tell you the truth, if I had more time to play with them or places to display them that my wife would not ridicule me constantly and get rid of them.
What is the last toy that you bought? When were you a kadult? 1-800-330-9999. Vicky.
I bought Legos. I bought a huge treehouse. It took me like days to put together, but it's really awesome. Took me like so many hours to put all the leaves like on the roof.
Oh my
gosh. It's awesome. I love Legos.
I get all these emails here. First off, Legos are awesome. Loved Legos growing up, but have not indulged myself on any Legos in many, many, many years. It's because my worry is, once I put it together, what the heck do I do with it? Right? So they got a Millennium Falcon that's like 3 feet wide, but what am I going to do with that thing in the middle of my house after that? What are you doing with it?
Well, mine's on top of my dresser.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had the same dilemma where I was like, I want to get more Legos, but where am I going to put them?
Right, right. Right, we're adults. We got other stuff we got to put places. I mean, as it is, you can't. You've completely got no use of your dresser. So here we are.
Raven, you can order this Legos treehouse for $189.99 right now on Amazon.
How many pieces does it have?
Hold on, let me
see. It's awesome.
It's awesome, but it's huge.
No kidding. It ate her dresser.
3,036 pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You got to set some time aside.
No kidding.
Mallory, what toy did you buy?
Oh, man. I was at CVS and picking up shampoo and medication, but then I saw purple sparkly nail polish, and I, like, blacked out. I just went and grabbed it. It was, yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do when you're not feeling good, right?
Paint your nails purple.
Exactly.
Glitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to. It's me and all the five-year-olds, so.
You know, I bring my girls to get their nails done with me. My little one, she's, like, three. She loves it. And, like, she always picks the craziest colors. Right now, her nails are neon green.
Hmm.
And I always do the same thing. I always get, like, I want natural, like I always say I want it to be sheer. I get sheer.
Yeah.
I'm so boring. Like, good for you that you're like, I'm going to rock this purple glitter nail polish. Because I would never in a million years.
Well, maybe you should be more like your three-year-old.
Maybe I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Try it one time. It's a good time.
Ed, what was the last kids thing you bought?
I bought one of those one-wheel hoverboard things. I really wanted to try it. It was too expensive, but I really wanted to try it. And it's fun. Got to tell you, very fun. I don't have a lot of places I could do it. You know, I don't have, like, great paved roads around my place, but I still try it. I still try it out when I can.
Hey, what are you, a punk, man? I see people on these commercials, on these TV shows. They're off-roading. They're going through the woods. They're jumping over park benches and whatnot. You want a nice paved road? Oh. No, I'm just kidding, man. But is it simple, though? Like, are you able to get around and not break your wrist?
Did you spend $1,400 on this?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did.
My
it's
God.
Amazing that it actually is. It's not, of course, you know, marketed towards the kids, but then, you know, the parents have to buy it. And I just bought it for myself. I enjoy it. I really do. I can't really get around yet, but I enjoy it.
$1,400, man, you should be practicing right this moment. Get off the phone with us. And ride that thing somewhere. Get your money's worth out of that thing.
It goes up to 20 miles per hour.
Oh, I would be dead.
Advanced one. Yeah, somebody's getting hurt.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
It's truly amazing. Truly fun.
I hope you don't die on it, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you ever seen something trending and you think to yourself, wow, this is shallow. I am better than this. But then you just giggle because it's funny and you just can't help yourself.
I would suppose. I feel like that's all the internet.
Right. So I have been kind of watching the she's a 10 butt trending on, first it was TikTok, then it was on Twitter, and then it was going up for like the last 3-4 days, and I haven't said anything about it because it's shallow.
Sure.
But finally I was like, no, everybody's doing this. I have to play along. Here's how it started.
Okay, the game is he's a 6 but he drives a nice truck. What does that make him?
An 8.
7.5.
So these are the women that started it.
He's 9, but he only looks good in hats. 8. Not that bothered.
I used to know a guy that only looked good in hats. And when he took it off, it was shocking.
I feel like there's a good amount of guys out there that only look good in hats.
He's a 9, but he has really long fingernails.
2.
That is gross.
I used to date a guy with long fingernails. It's nasty.
Mine are
long
today. Like, I need them cut.
But look, they're
clean.
Long.
They're clean.
You need a manicure.
That's the thing. I need a manicure. That's the thing. I can't even find my clippers now at this point. I don't even know where they are.
So basically the premise is that you say the person is a score. And on Twitter, it's just she's a 10. TikTok, they tend to vary a little bit. And then you say, but they do this other thing. And then what does that make them? All right. Raven, she's a 10, but she uses her baby voice all the time. Hey, sweet poopy pie is a 6.
Oh, God, I had one of those. I'm going to make her a 6.
Oh.
She's a solid 6, and that's being generous.
Producer John, she's a 10, but she spends all her money on Hello Kitty stuff.
Ooh, well, you know what? There's worse things to spend money on. I'm going to give her an 8.
She wears, like, the ears, too, like the bow on her hair.
Like, all the time?
All the time.
Hello Kitty. Sean, just because of that creepy comment, she's now a 5. Because that's never going to get out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
What if she also wears them during intimate times? Back up to an 8.
No, Raven.
Back up to an 8.
All right. Bring it back, bro show. All right. Sean, she's a 10, but she calls everyone bro.
She's like a 2 now.
Bro. Bro.
She's a 12, bro. She's a 12.
All right, Raven, she's a 10, but she wears those shoes that have the individual toe holes, you know, like you put it in all the toes.
My grandfather-in-law wears those shoes, and they're so creepy, and then I always feel like he wants to shake my hand with them. Like, don't try and rub your toes around me. There's nothing sexy about that. She's a 2. She's a 10. I mean, where can you take her with those shoes on? You can't take her anywhere.
John, she's a 10, but she quotes obscure 80s and 90s movie quotes that nobody remembers.
Oh, she's still a 10. I do that all the time.
Nice.
I do that all day.
Good call.
That's because I'm in a room full of gentlemen that do that. Like, they do that, and then I just stare at them blankly. I'm like, you're talking about a movie that came out in 1985. Uh-huh. No one knows what you're talking about.
Where is this dream girl?
Mm-hmm.
Be the ball, Anna. Yeah. Be the ball.
All right, one more. Sean, she's a 10, but she doesn't realize that she picks her nose in public.
Oh.
Real hot.
Is she sharing?
Raven.
Well, she's sharing, she's at a 10. Oh. I'll give her an 8. I'll give her an 8.
An 8? You guys are whack. How many unused gift cards do you have in your possession right now? Think about in your wallet, the bottom of your drawers. They have been the number one gift requested, Raven, for the last 15 years.
Yeah. And the thing that blows my mind is you told me a stat one time about how many people don't use them.
Uh-huh. So it gives me anxiety to even talk about this because when I get a gift card for like a birthday or for whatever,
sure,
it makes me panic. And after hearing this, it just, I guess, just confirms that my feelings are validated.
In 2019, U.S. consumers loaded up on gift cards to the tune of about $98 billion. About $3 billion in gift card cash goes unspent every year.
Wow.
So, you know, my parents have restaurants. They're restaurant people.
Yeah.
We do tons of gift cards at the restaurants.
Sure. It's a great gift.
My mom told me that about 50% never get claimed. Can you imagine?
I mean, that's amazing to me. I mean, listen, when you hear 98 billion versus 3 billion, I mean, I'm not sure what the percentage is off the top of my head, but that's lower, so it doesn't seem like a big deal. On the other hand, that's $3 billion worth of waste. I mean, you, local restaurants, that's half of the stuff purchased. These people probably still live in the neighborhood, I'm guessing. They're probably still alive. Yeah. They probably still love pizza.
I get so much anxiety about it because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to waste.
Yeah.
So when I get a gift card, I feel this panic, like I need to use it quickly.
Yes.
Before I lose it, something happens.
Right.
They go out of business. Like all these things. Like I had my daughter, her birthday was back in March. She has a $100 Abercrombie gift card.
Yeah.
It's in my wallet. It gives me anxiety.
It's going to live there, though.
But until I use every single penny of it,
yeah,
it's going to give me anxiety that it's there. And I keep telling her, I'm like, just order things online. Mommy can't take this anymore. Right.
It's been an expensive year for me. I mean, vacation, big party for my wife, dog needed surgery, all sorts of stuff to pay for. So when we got back from vacation, I'm thinking to myself, like, let me dive into these gift cards because I've got a stack with an elastic around them. And I know this because I just cleaned out my desk and my drawer. So we went and we bought fireworks this past weekend. Here, I had a gift card that was 3 years old. It was so old that the system didn't work anymore at the place. I had to print it out on paper. Can you imagine? Like, who has the ability to bring paper somewhere nowadays?
That's
right?
So funny.
But I did. And then when I got back, I was like, oh, we are going through all these gift cards because we spent the money. It was fun. We got toys and stuff for July 4th. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait, I've got all these other gift cards. Let's dive into those. I looked. Like, two of the restaurants are closed.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. And then the other ones, like, if it's out of a 20-minute radius, don't give me that gift card. Because I'm never in my life going to use it. Ever. Sure.
I found a $100 gift card that my girlfriends got me after I had Dakota, my younger daughter, to go get a massage. The place went out of business during the pandemic. Like, how sad. Like, that's a lot of money. Like, that would have been a real treat I'll never have.
I got a birthday gift, same thing, for like a men's day. It's like a massage, a men's sport facial, a couple other things. I mean, something I would never buy for myself, but certainly an extravagant gift. It was from 2012. It was an actual paper written certificate.
$3 billion. That's how much money goes unclaimed on gift cards every single year.
Let me tell you what happened to me this past weekend here. I got gift cards for Father's Day, right? I got them ahead of time. I got them early. Somebody gave me some gift cards. And we went to my favorite restaurant on Father's Day. They were for my favorite restaurant. My wife wouldn't let me use the gift cards because she says, no, it's Father's Day. I'm buying your meal. Those are free to use some other time.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. The restaurant is like, it's 20 minutes from my house. Right. These gift cards are never going to get used now. Never.
Gives me anxiety, gift cards, because I'm always afraid I'm going to lose them or I'm going to forget I have them. And then all that money was wasted. But what is the oldest gift card that you have buried somewhere in your drawer or lost in your wallet? 1-800-330-9999. Mike.
The oldest gift card I have is one from around 2000 from Abercrombie & Fitch. It's a $25 gift card. They can't even redeem it anymore. They're like, yeah, our computers won't even tell us how much is on there. So there's nothing I can do. So now it's just a collector's item.
See, Anna's daughter has a $100 one that lives in her wallet right now. But I was thinking the reason you haven't been there to redeem it is nothing fits you anymore. Because in 2000, you were a size 31, and now you're a 36.
That is actually very true. It's a 38, thank you. So, yes.
Good luck. You'll never go in that store again.
Bernice, what's your oldest gift card?
One of my kids gave me a gift card for pedicure and manicure since 2010, and I have not really used it, and I still have it.
2010.
So I had this lovely lady give me a manicure pedicure gift card as well. Now, here's the problem. It's not where I go.
Right.
So now I have this gift card, and I've tried to pawn it off on my sister. Mm-hmm. I've tried to pawn it off. Like, nobody wants it because nobody goes there, and it's tough because it's $30. Like, you know, you don't want to flush that down the toilet.
What is the thing you're more worried about? You go there, they don't do it right, or you go there, they do it right, and now you like that place, and now you want to go there.
No. The bigger problem is I'm afraid that when I go back to my place after, they're going to look at my nails and know that that's not their work, and they're going to be like, where were you? Uh-huh. And I was cheating on them or something like that.
And they'll discuss it amongst themselves, too.
100%.
Except you won't know what they're saying.
Well, right.
Exactly. It's like five towns over, like, oh. Oh, no,
that's terrible. Right, that falls under my radius rule. If it's too far, forget it. Different zip code, forget it. Don't give me that gift card. Jen, what's the oldest gift card you have in your possession?
Oh, my goodness, you're going to die. I found a Blockbuster card, a gift card from Blockbuster, the video store. I can't even believe it. I'm sure kids are listening going, what the is Blockbuster?
Do you know that Blockbuster was one of the first major retailers to make gift cards popular?
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Like, that was kind of like the...
Yeah.
There was places before that, but they were the ones that really made it mainstream to, like, give gift cards as gifts.
Wasn't there one left, like, in Alaska or New Mexico or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was last year, but I think it's over.
It closed.
Now.
I think it was a Netflix documentary about the last Blockbuster, and that it closed. It's so sad.
That is sad. Oh, it looks like there might still be one in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
You're going to need a plane ticket.
Oh, good. Can you buy me an airline ticket? And I'll go get some video rentals for us.
I mean, that sounds like I would be doing the financials for Blockbuster. That's a good way for me to go broke and not very considerate of you.
Have you ever done something because the lyrics of a song made you do it? Beyonce dropped a new single this week called Break My Soul. And this is the line from it that has everyone quitting their jobs. I just fell in love. I just quit my job.
I mean, 9 to 5 is a regular day. I mean, this is where we're at in society now, and I'm not buying it. Like, if you're quitting your job today, you're dumb. You're quitting your job because Beyonce came out with a song, but okay.
It's been incredible. Even like all these labor economists are saying that there's going to be a massive amount of people quitting because she's instructing them to do so. And I'm like, don't these people got to pay their bills?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Seems like nonsense to me, but okay.
But I was thinking about it. I was like, what song like that an artist tells you to do something that you actually do it? So here's other times in the past that artists have told us to do things, and let's see if we've done them, okay?
Okay, go. All right, so now you got me now. Because immediately, as soon as we started talking Beyonce, and I'm like, nobody is actually quitting their job there, I want to put up my defense and say, like, I'm not going to do anything that anybody tells me in any of these songs. 100% jumped around.
Every time that song comes on, I 100%. Jump around. Yeah. I jump around.
Sometimes my knees are hurting.
Yeah.
And the song comes on, and I'm like, oh, God, because I still have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you put your hand up and down, and you jump around, right?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
And I also go like this.
Okay.
It's my rap thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's my rap.
I 100% Vogue every time I hear that.
It's hard not to.
How do you not Vogue? How do you hear Vogue and you don't immediately know what to do? Sometimes my Vogue also mimics the Macarena because I forget actually how to Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
But I still do things with my arms and put it around my face.
You know that the Vogue is going to come back when the movie comes out, right? The Madonna movie. So we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen again. All right, now this one, little caveat here, though. See, so you get low, you know, you like twerk a little bit, that kind of thing. But do you actually push it?
I push it.
You push it?
I push it good.
Okay. I'm not sure that I push it.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Salt and Pepper told me to push it. You know what I do?
You did.
I push it real good.
Yeah. You did what you were told.
Yeah. Oh, come on. This was like the theme song of the pandemic. Don't stand so close to me.
I mean, it's a little bit creepy, too. It's like, you know, he's a professor. She's a student, you know, that kind of thing. Nowadays, I just stay away from that. I don't stand so close to that song.
I don't stand so close to anybody anymore since the pandemic. If people like getting within like too close to me and I don't know them, I immediately back up and it makes me uncomfortable.
To be fair, Sting, I feel like if you stand within a certain radius of Sting, he's probably going to like try and give you a massage or put some body oil on you or something like that. You know, he's one of them tantric dudes and he's always got his shirt off. I mean, he looks great for his age. I'm just saying, Sting, temp down the sexuality a little bit.
Yeah, don't stand so close to him.
Yeah. You got to fight for your right
to party. Have you ever fought for your right to party, Raven?
I mean, I've fought at a party before. Uh-huh. I mean, if there's a party that you have to fight to go to, you should probably just throw another party, right? Like, go somewhere else is my advice.
Sometimes my husband is like taking a nap on the couch and I have to wake him up before I go to the store. So I guess that kind of counts a little bit.
It just makes you cruel.
What if you turned on your TV, you're watching the news, and police release footage of a crazy house party, and it's your kid in the video? This story is all over the news.
There is a search right now for a group of teens caught breaking into an $8 million mansion in Florida. A video shows the teens drinking, doing drugs, holding a boxing match inside. Investigators trying to track down the items that were stolen, as well as these teens.
I'm sorry. The boxing match is a nice touch. I mean, listen, if you're just breaking in and you're partying and all that stuff, like, you're vandals, all right? But if there's a boxing match in entertainment, now you're an organizer, all right? Okay. Now you're a promoter.
Well,
and I'm just saying, it's somebody, if they're a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old and they put that together, they're showing a little initiative.
Well, they're not showing initiative. They're going to all go to jail. Well, I don't know. They're all young. They're all between the ages of 16 and 19.
None
there are
of them
some
will
adults.
Go to jail.
Well,
they're going to get some tickets and walk right out and do it again next weekend. But okay.
This story is nuts. So they were promoting this house party online for a week. So they, now the people that own the house.
Yeah.
Had no idea any of this was happening. They don't know these people.
Oh, they're not on the same Twitter feed?
No! So there was like all these online promotion for this house party. This family, they went away on vacation. It was a husband, wife with their 10-year-old and their 5-year-old, went away on vacation, and all of a sudden, they came home to a ransacked house. Police were called. They had no idea any of this was happening. Boxing matches. The kids were posting videos of them trying on their clothes. They stole their autographed footballs by like famous NFL players like Peyton Manning. They were chugging $1,500 bottles of wine on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, you know, $8 million house, you're on vacation. There's not a single person paying attention to your house. My house is worth a smidgen of what you have, and I have 6 cameras on my house.
Doesn't make it right.
What are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it makes it right. And even if it was an Airbnb, which is what I thought it was at first, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not great, of course, but you know, hey.
So police are releasing footage of what happened at the party because it's all over social media,
sure.
And they're showing the kids' faces because they want to find these kids and arrest these kids because it was trespassing, burglary, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And parents are freaking out about it. And at first I was outraged. I'm like, if my kid was ever so dumb to go to something like this. And then I was like, well, when I think back to like my high school years, there was definitely some parties, house parties we went to, and I don't know whose house it was. Like,
right.
How do you even know?
I mean, I went to plenty of house parties. We certainly weren't even invited. So, you know, like, I mean, the boxing match, I really just want to know who won. Are they going to release that part of the video?
I don't think so.
I mean, I've seen some crazy things at parties back in the past. I can tell you that, like a comedy movie that you might see, I had one friend, his name was Grizz. He was about 6'8", 6'9", 350 pounds, a very, very big man. Even when we were teenagers, he had a beard that you thought made him your uncle or something like that. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, a fight broke out at a party we were at one time, and somebody made the mistake of hitting Grizz in the face.
Uh-oh.
And Grizz picked that individual up by his ankles, wrung him out like you would shake out a towel or something like that that had hair or dust on it,
yeah,
and then swung him into a large oak tree in the front of the yard. Everybody survived. Grizz didn't go to jail. Because we were juveniles.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Yeah. Great story, Raven. Real great. I feel like
saying.
I have to have a conversation with my daughter when I get home about house parties.
I think you should.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Abe and Emma. All right, let's start with you, Abe. What's going on?
Well, I'm turning 40 next week, and I told Emma 1,000 times I didn't want a surprise party, right? I don't like surprises, just in general. And so I really just wanted to celebrate with the kids and her and keep it cool, keep it relaxing. But my friend Jack, he ruined it. He cannot keep a secret. Emma told him, and he told me. I came back to Emma, and I was like, no, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? I don't want a surprise party, and now you're wanting to throw one? I want to cancel it. It's, part of me is like the principle of the thing, too, you know? It's like, I told you, I don't want it.
Emma, why did you plan a party you knew he didn't want?
I don't know. He said he didn't want some things before, and then we get to a birthday day, it's his birthday, and then he gets all melancholy. And I was like, he's had a really hard time. We haven't got to see a lot of people because of COVID, and this would be a great way to see a lot of people. It's not a big deal. It's his friends and our friends. I don't know why you're acting like such a baby. Like, you're being an absolute child. Go to the party. Everyone loves you. Everyone wants to celebrate you. You mean a lot to people.
You know, sometimes, listen, if people are socially awkward or whatever, I mean, I wouldn't even put it that way. Some people are very comfortable being the center of attention and other people are not, right? So if you're the type that doesn't like being the center of attention, you know, it can feel awkward. The surprise element makes that pretty large, right? If you kind of take that element out of it, then it takes a lot of that confrontation of, you know, walking into it, being surprised, having to act like you're surprised now that you know or whatever. That can make a difference, right? I mean, listen, if you just went out to a bar and ran into 20 of your friends, you'd probably have an awesome time. But it's the whole thought process behind it that is causing you to have this problem, I'm guessing.
I'm one of those people that don't like celebrating my birthday. So I understand where you're coming from, Abe. And I would be very upset if my husband planned a surprise party behind my back. I would be uncomfortable the entire night. I would not like it. I don't want people bringing me gifts. I'm not comfortable. And you told that to her. So I kind of see exactly where you're coming from. But let's see what the audience has to say. Because they may agree with Emma. What's done is done. Show up to your party. People love you and they want to celebrate you. But they may see your side, too. You made it very clear to her you didn't want this in the first place.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
What would you do if you made it very clear to your wife that you did not want a 40th birthday party? It was not in your wheelhouse. It wasn't what you want. And then she went ahead and she planned it anyway, and you had to find out from your buddy. It's exactly what's going on with Abe and Emma, and Abe is very upset.
Could you imagine anything more embarrassing, though, than being Emma and having to call people up and going, sorry, Abe doesn't want the party here. I know he's turning 40. I know that you love him, but you'll just have to catch him another time.
Right. Is he overreacting, saying, no, cancel the party. I told you I didn't want a party. Or is he right? Because he specifically said before any of this was planned, please don't do this. It's not what I want. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, whose side are you on?
Totally on his side. First of all, he's a grown man. He's going to be 40 years old. He doesn't want a party. He shouldn't have to have a party. He should be able to do whatever he wants to do. It's his special day, period. He needs to respect that. You need to have mutual respect.
But it sounds to me like the thing he'd like to do is nothing. and then kind of mope about it because, you know, it's got something to do with his makeup, right? It's not really about the fact that he hates a party. He'd go to a party if it was somebody else's party, Anna.
Well, right, but it's his and he doesn't want to.
So he'd rather just sulk.
Well, and can't force somebody to have a good time.
Oh, I disagree. My friends have done it to me.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. How would you react in this situation? Abe made it very clear to his wife, Emma, that he did not want a party for his 40th birthday. He doesn't like them. He feels uncomfortable. Well, Emma went behind his back, planned one anyway. One of his buddies filled him in like, yeah, you got a party coming up next weekend. And now he's so mad that he wants her to cancel it.
I want to be respectful of Abe's wishes and the way that he feels about this party. On the other hand, it sounds like he's a six-year-old, right? Like, I'm just going to throw a tantrum here and now make a big deal out of it with here. 40 is a milestone birthday, and sometimes we have to do things that we're uncomfortable with for our family. I understand it's his special day, but what about his family? If they're like, you know what? We never went to one of his birthday parties because he was feeling awkward. Now he's dead.
I 100% disagree. I'm one of those people. I don't like birthday parties for myself. I feel funny. I don't want that kind of attention. And I understand it. If it's his birthday. If he doesn't want to have a party, don't have a party.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
Throw me a party?
Yep.
No. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court.
I'm actually on the wife's side. I think she hit all the key points earlier. You know, COVID, haven't seen your friends in a while. She put a lot of thought into it. He may feel emotional about his birthday, but at the end of the day, maybe if it's not a surprise party, it's a surprise restaurant, you know, go to a restaurant setting with all your friends and family. Yeah, that might be the better look. So I'm on her side with this.
Yeah, I think if you downplay the surprise element of it, it's less abrasive, right? It's less of a problem if it's your party, if you don't walk in and have to be like, surprise, and everybody's got to go nuts and all that stuff. Just walk in and say hi. You know what I mean? Just walk in. You've walked into plenty of other rooms that day, even, I'm guessing.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Listen, remind me not to invite that first caller to a party. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he grow up. I mean, his wife wants to do a nice thing for him. He'll have a good time. If he doesn't want to be there, let him cancel the party. He can call everybody.
Linda, whose side are you on?
The husband's. Abba, what is it she doesn't understand? I mean, he doesn't want the party. He voiced that to her. It's totally selfish. It's inconsiderate. Call up all the people. Tell them I'm sorry. My husband is not comfortable with it. Sorry. I'm with the husband.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Emma, our audience agreed with you. Not because they think you're right, because it's too late to turn back. Abe, you just have to show up, put a smile on your face, and celebrate with your friends.
Really? All right, we'll talk. Emma, we'll talk. Maybe we could change the theme or something like that. But like, and it doesn't have to be about me. Nonetheless, this can't happen again.
Fine. It won't happen. It won't happen again. I was just trying to do something nice. I'm sorry.
Just turn it into a luau. Everybody loves a luau. Luau's are a lot of fun.
She's got a deposit at a bar already.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, hang up a couple pineapple trees, right? Palm trees.
Some lays.
That'd be even better. Get some pineapples and then have some palm trees. And then there you go.
All right.
Luau.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. I'm sorry, Abe. If you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven is $300 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, Lenny, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck.
Okay, so Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, $300 on the line. Number one, a new Netflix show called Snowflake Mountain puts spoiled Gen Zers in the wilderness to survive. Who has hosted Survivor since its start in 2000?
You know that?
Okay. That's
I don't know.
All right. Number two. According to science, Amber Heard has the most mathematically beautiful face according to ancient Greeks' golden ratio. She recently lost a defamation trial to who?
Johnny Depp.
Number three, Taylor Swift and her longtime boyfriend Joe Alwyn were spotted on vacation in the Bahamas. What's the capital of the Bahamas?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Number four, Justin Timberlake hilariously apologized for his terrible dancing at a Washington, D.C. concert after the video went viral. Both Justin Timberlake and his bandmate, J.C. Chazes, got their start on what television show?
The Mickey Mouse Show.
And number five, Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall are divorcing. He owns which one of the big five English publishing companies?
I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo, homie.
Eleni got 1.5, but I'll really just give her 1.
Okay, not great. Let's see how I do. $300. Here we go.
Number one, a new Netflix show called Snowflake Mountain puts spoiled Gen Zers in the wilderness to survive.
Mm.
Who has hosted Survivor since its start in 2000?
Jeff Probst.
Yes.
You know.
Number two, according to science, Amber Heard has the most mathematically beautiful face. That's the ancient Greeks' golden ratio rule.
Okay. Good thing we wrote that down.
Yeah. She recently lost a defamation trial to who?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Number three, Taylor Swift and her longtime boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, were spotted on vacation in the Bahamas. What's the capital of the Bahamas?
Nassau.
Yes. Justin Timberlake hilariously apologized for his terrible dancing at a Washington, D.C. concert after the video went viral.
Mm.
Both Justin Timberlake and his bandmate, J.C. Chazes, got their start on what television show?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes. And number five, Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall are divorcing. He owns which one of the big five English publishing companies?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. The one that puts out Stephen King?
HarperCollins.
Yes, totally.
I don't think he has Stephen King, actually.
Well, it would have been my next guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry, Eleni. He beat you 4-1.5 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Eleni, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow for Friday.